Started.
The speaker, I call any number, is that the digital number? So you go into it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your strength in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in our lives and working through our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the answers we have gotten to our prayers. Thank you for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making everything we lay our hands upon to prosper. Thank you, Lord, for making us succeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking away the barriers and obstacles and entrances and oppositions the enemy have set on our path to stop us. Thank you for taking away those barriers. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can move forward and grow through those opportunities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for supplying our needs according to your riches in glory. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a glorious and beautiful future you have set ahead of every one of us. And we thank you because you're going to hold our hands and you're going to take us into that glorious future. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are also grateful for all that you have done in our lives, all the good things, all the miracles and signs and wonders, and all the victories, and all the protection and defense that you have done in our lives since the beginning of this year till this very moment. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here right now in your presence. We are here to seek your face, to seek your touch, to seek your interventions, to seek for your help. here, O Lord, to worship you and to have fellowship with you in your praises. O Lord, have mercy on every one of us. In Jesus' name, let everyone right here, right now, and those that will still join, be blessed by you through this prayer session. In Jesus' name, we hand over this meeting into your hands. O Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Take control in Jesus' name. Lead and guide us to pray correctly and in agreement with your will for us for this time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Is Lord, is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, is Lord, is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name is Jesus. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. Who shall I be saved from my enemies? The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Adonai, you are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Adonai, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai, holy you, will I praise. I have no other God. Holy will I praise. I have no other God. Only Jesus will I praise. My Redeemer. Only you will I praise. I have no other God. Only you will I worship. Mighty Father, only you will I praise. I have no other God. Only you will I praise. Mighty Redeemer, only you will I praise. I have no other God. Only you will I praise. Miracle worker, only you will I praise. I have no other God. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Sing it. I have a God. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. I will lift up his name higher. I will lift up his name higher. O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name higher. O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name higher. Oh, we will lift up his name higher. We will lift up his name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I walked and worked, no one, no one, there's no one, there's no one like him. I worked and worked, no one, I searched and searched, no one, I looked all around, no one, there's no one like him. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever. Your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled forever, forever, O Lord, O Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. You are Yahweh, yeah, you are Yahweh,
King of the universe.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh,
Lord of hosts.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. New mercies I see. All I have needed,
All I have needed, Thy heart provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and hurt. Exalted, my really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I give you my soul. I'll live for you, I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Open your mouth and begin to worship and bless his name. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the God of Israel, the God of Gods, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Worship him, praise him. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the Most High God. He is the Most Holy God. The Most Righteous, the Most Faithful, the Most Merciful. He is higher than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, better than all. He is richer than all. He is a great light, and there is no darkness in him. He is the truth, and there is no lie in him. We worship you, Father. You remain the same forever, and you can never change. You make promises and you fulfill them. You reverse irreversible things. You make impossible things possible. You open doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. You do mighty miracles. You do great signs and wonders. Even wonders that science cannot explain. Even the wonders technology cannot explain. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. You have never failed. You have never changed. And you can never fail. And you can never change. We worship you, Lord. You are too faithful to fail. We praise you, Father. We are grateful to have you in our lives. For we can trust in you. And we can depend on you. Because you cannot fail us. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing in my life to make my life better. You can say, thank you, Father, for everything you are doing in me in order to make my life better. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all that you are doing in my life. All that you are doing in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for all that you are doing in my environment in order to make my life better. Thank you, Father, for all that you are doing to make my life succeed, to make my life prosper. To make my life rise into greatness. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for all that you are doing to make my life beautiful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your wonderful promises for my life that are going to come to pass. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your wonderful promises for my life that are going to manifest very shortly. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful promises for my life. Thank you for your promises for my life that will happen very soon. Thank you for your promises for my life that will manifest in my life very shortly. Thank you for your promises for my life that will manifest in my life in few hours from now and in few days from now and in few weeks from now and in few months from now. Thank you, Father, for your promises for my life that will happen without delay. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank him? You're going to say, thank you, Father, for all the mountains confronting my life that you have leveled. All the mountains that confronted my life that you have brought down, that you have leveled. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the mountains that confronted my life that you have leveled, that you have brought down. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the mountains that confronted my life and destiny that you have made to become plain. Thank you for all the mountains of limitations, all the mountains of troubles, confusion, depression, all the mountains of barriers that you have brought down in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, all the mountains of failures that you have brought down, all the mountains of slavery, all the mountains of oppression, all the mountains of scarcity and poverty and suffering that you have made to become plain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making me to have dominion over sin and the works of the flesh. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making me to have dominion over sin and over the flesh. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Just as it is written that for sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing sin to have dominion over me. Thank you for not allowing temptations to overcome me. Thank you for not allowing worldliness to have dominion over me. Thank you, Father, for giving me dominion over sin and over unrighteousness. Thank you for giving me dominion over the works of the flesh. Thank you for giving me dominion over anger, over pride, over bitterness. Thank you, Father, for giving me dominion over unforgiveness. Thank you, Father, for giving me dominion over every walk of the flesh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him because we cannot thank him enough. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the evil arrows the enemy fired at me to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the deadly arrows, the evil arrows, the enemy fired at me to prevail over me. Thank you for blocking their arrows from entering into my life. Thank you for blocking evil arrows from entering into my body. Thank you, Father, for blocking evil arrows from entering into my soul and spirit. Thank you, Father, for preserving my life from deadly arrows of witchcraft and principalities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're speaking to thank him. There are people who were attacked in the dream, and by the time they would wake up, they were already paralyzed. They couldn't move their bodies and their body parts anymore. But you are not like that. You did not suffer such attacks. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the attacks Satan sent into my life through my dreams to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Some did not even have the opportunity to wake up. They were attacked from the dream and they died instantly. They couldn't wake up again. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the attacks the enemy sent into my dreams to prevail over me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the curse of darkness to succeed over my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for not allowing the curse of the enemy, the curse from the enemy to succeed over me. The curse from the mouth of witches, from the mouth of witches and wizards and agents of Satan. Thank you for not allowing the curses from their mouths to have effect on my life. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the curses from the mouths of satanic agents to have effect on my life. Thank you for not allowing curses from my ancestral bloodline to have effect on my life. Thank you, Father, for not allowing curses from devils, from demons, from principalities, from powers, to have effect on my life and destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for meeting my need such that I have no need to borrow. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for meeting my need such that I am not borrowing to spend money. I am not borrowing to survive. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. There are people that cannot spend money except they borrow. But God, I have not allowed you to experience that. Say, thank you, Father, for meeting my needs such that I have no need to borrow, such that I am not borrowing to survive. Thank you, Father, for supplying all my needs according to your riches in glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for preserving me from deadly diseases, from deadly sicknesses. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for preserving my life from deadly sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for preserving my life. Thank you for preserving my health from deadly sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Lord, for preserving members in my family from being attacked by deadly sicknesses and viruses or plagues. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh God, arise and release all my blessings that have been trapped by darkness. You're going to say, oh Lord, arise. Release those blessings to me now. All my blessings that darkness have trapped. All my blessings that darkness have hijacked. Arise, O Lord. Release them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Arise, O Lord. Release them now. Continue to pray like that. continue to pray. Say, arise, O Lord, release all my blessings the enemy have trapped in their realms, in their covens. Arise, O Lord, in the midst of the realms of darkness and release my blessings to me in the name of Jesus. Arise now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Arise now in the name of Jesus. Arise from the midst of the realms of darkness where my blessings have been trapped. Arise, O Lord, in your anger and release my blessings to me right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise from the midst of the camp of my enemies. Arise from the midst of the covens of witches and wizards. Arise from the midst of the realms of darkness where my blessings have been trapped, and release the blessings now into my life in the name of Jesus. Release the blessings now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to know that God is in the midst of darkness. Yeah, and we know it from what the Bible told us in John chapter 1. The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So which means God is shining and is present and is walking in the midst of deep darkness. Yeah, and everything his enemies are doing, they are doing it before his eyes. Yeah. So all that your enemies are doing against you, God is seeing everything, and God is waiting for you to call him to arise. So we are going to pray that prayer again. So in the midst of troubles, God is there. In the midst of sickness, he is there. Yeah, he is in the midst of deep darkness. So you are going to pray, you are going to say, oh God, arise from the midst of the camp of my enemies, where my blessings have been hijacked, where my blessings have been trapped. Arise and release my blessings to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Arise now. In the name of Jesus, whether their realms are under the sea, whether their realms are in the air, or whether their realms are in the heavenly places, O God, arise in the midst of the realms of darkness, where my blessings have been trapped, and release my blessings now. In the name of Jesus, arise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. you're still going to pray. You're also going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Oh God, arise and unlock everything or every padlock the enemy have used to lock up my blessings, to lock up my helps, to lock up my favors that belong to me, helps that belongs to me, blessings that belongs to me. So, oh God, arise and unlock them." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The shepherd, the negish, the left union. Oh God, arise now for my sake and unlock every padlock, every demonic lock system that have locked up my blessings, locked up helps from coming to me, locked up favors from coming to me. Oh Lord, unlock them now. In the name of Jesus, every padlock of darkness that have locked up blessings that belongs to me, favors that belongs to me, prosperity that belongs to me, riches and wealth that belongs to me, oh God, arise and unlock them. Unlock them right now. Break those padlocks into pieces. Right now, every satanic banks, demonic banks that is holding my blessings captive, holding my prosperity captive. Oh God, arise and break those banks into pieces. Every satanic cupboard, every satanic locker, every satanic wardrobe, every satanic case or bags or whatever that have been used to lock up my blessings, every satanic box that have been used to lock up my blessings. Oh God, arise and break them into pieces and release my blessings to me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I decree that the fire of God arrest every spirit of darkness assigned to confuse my journey in life, so that I will not enter into the future God has prepared for me." Say, "I decree that the fire of God arrest them now." Open your mouth and pray like that. This is let mission again. Say, "In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest every spirit of darkness assigned to confuse my journey in life, so that I will not enter into the future God has prepared for me." Every spirit of darkness assigned to mislead me in my journey in life, to deceive me in my journey in life, so that I will not enter into the future God has prepared for me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God arrest them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, unveil to me every secret, every mystery that I need to know for my life to move forward. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uncover, unveil every secret, every mystery that I need to know for my life to move forward at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, every secret, every mystery in darkness, every secret in darkness that I need to know for my life to move forward, fire of the Holy Ghost, unveil them, reveal them to me, expose them to me right now in the name of Jesus. And then every secret in heaven, every mystery in heaven that I need to know, every mystery in God, every mystery in God's word, every mystery in God's kingdom that I need to know for my life to move forward at this time, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, reveal them to me. Unveil them. Expose them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my spirit, soul, and body to the flow of unending strength in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my spirit, soul, and body to the flow of unending strength that is in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that, for there is no weakness in Christ Jesus. So, therefore, there should be no weakness in you. Open your mouth and pray. Say, I connect my spirit, soul, and body to the flow of unending strength that is in Christ Jesus. Begin to say, I shall never be trapped by weakness. I shall never be a slave to weakness, because there is no weakness in Christ Jesus. I shall never be bound by weakness, because there is no weakness in Christ Jesus. I connect my spirit, soul, and body right now to the flow of unending strength that is in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, by the mercies of God, let every word of prophecy and promise of God for my life manifest right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, by the mercies of God, let every word of prophecy and every word of promise from God to my life manifest now. Let it manifest now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, let all the words of promise and the words of prophecy from the mouth of God to me begin to manifest now with speed in the name of Jesus. By the mercies of God, let all the words of promise from God to me begin to manifest now from this very hour. From this very minute, let them begin to appear. Let them begin to manifest the words of prophecy from God concerning me. The words of promise from God concerning me. Let them begin to manifest in my life right now with speed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, stir up in me a great passion, great strength, great fire for the purpose you have called me to fulfill in the earth. You're going to say, Father, stir up from within me great passion and great strength and great fire to fulfill the purpose you have chosen me to fulfill on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, stir up from within me great zeal. Yeah, it is one thing to know God's purpose, and it is one thing to be very passionate about fulfilling it. It is one thing to know God's purpose for your life and what He wants you to do for Him. And then it is another thing for you to be so zealous and passionate and so serious about fulfilling that purpose. So begin to say, Father, stir up from within me great passion, great strength, and great fire that will move me to fulfill your purpose in the end, to fulfill your purpose for my life in the end, to fulfill the assignment you have called me to do for you. Stir up that passion from within my heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to fully understand what you have called me to do for you in the end, and to do it the way you want it done. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to fully understand what you have chosen me to do for you in the end. And help me to do it the way you want it done. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to fully understand your calling for my life. Help me to fully understand your purpose for my life. Help me to fully understand your assignment for my life. And help me to do it the way you want it done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are some Christians that are not fulfilling their purposes or their divine purposes. They are busy doing another person's assignment. Yeah, the one that God want them to do, you know what they are doing. What God want them to be doing for a living or doing for Him is not what they are doing. They are just following other people's footsteps. So you are supposed to follow the footsteps of Jesus and not somebody else's footsteps. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the footsteps of Jesus and help me to follow that footsteps. The footsteps of Jesus in the head concerning fulfilling my divine purpose. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see those footsteps and help me to follow the footsteps. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the footsteps of Jesus that are here on earth concerning the fulfillment of my divine purpose. Open my eyes to see those footsteps and to follow them. In the name of Jesus. Disappointing, get this devil out. even when the journey seems to be very difficult, even if following the footsteps of Jesus seems to be very difficult or very tough, Holy Spirit, help me to follow it. Help me to follow them. Even if the footsteps of Jesus are not going in the direction that I want, even when the footsteps of Jesus are not going in the direction that I crave for, Holy Spirit, still help me to follow the footsteps of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, to follow the footsteps of Jesus that is in this earth concerning the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Help me to follow Jesus' path and not another person's path. Help me to follow Jesus' pathway for my life. Help me to follow Jesus' pathway for my calling. Jesus' pathway for my destiny. And not another man's pathway. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. There is a saying that says, not all that glitters are gold. And then there's a place in the scripture that says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Yeah, so you're going to pray that you will not embrace the wrong opportunity for your life. It's not every opportunity that are from God. Some opportunities are from Satan, and his agenda is to use them to destroy your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to discern every wrong opportunity Satan sends to me, and help me to avoid those opportunities. Even if they look so inviting and so good, help me to discard them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, help me to discern every wrong opportunity Satan will send my way. Help me to discern them and avoid them. Even if the opportunities look very nice and very, very good or very beautiful, Holy Spirit, help me to ignore them. Help me to discard them. Help me to reject them in the name of Jesus. Even if the opportunities appear to be very profitable and appears to have a lot of money involved, Holy Spirit, help me to reject them in the name of Jesus. Every satanic opportunity that have been packaged and arranged to lead me into destruction, Holy Spirit, do not allow me embrace them. In the name of Jesus, every demonic opportunity that would look very attractive, very inviting, and very beautiful, but will lead to my destruction. Holy Spirit, do not allow me embrace them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. Another thing that can stop you from entering into the future that God has prepared for you is you yourself. When you are following your own wisdom, yeah, the human wisdom can never take any human into God's plans for that human, into God's destination for that human. The human wisdom can never take any man into the greatness God has prepared for that man. Yeah, and that is why many of us who are not following the human wisdom, we always appear to be foolish in the sight of men. Yeah, people will look at us and they will call us fools. Yeah, because they are following human wisdom, but we are not following human wisdom. We are following the divine wisdom. So the question is, right now, in your life, are you following God's wisdom or your own wisdom? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow my own wisdom. I choose to follow God's wisdom. Holy Spirit, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow human wisdom. I refuse to follow my own wisdom. I refuse to follow my own knowledge and understanding. I refuse to follow my own senses. I refuse to follow my own feelings and emotions. I choose to follow the wisdom of God concerning my journey in life. I choose to follow the wisdom of God. I choose to follow the wisdom of the Word of God. I reject the wisdom in my brain. I reject the wisdom in my senses. I embrace the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I reject the wisdom in my flesh. I reject the wisdom in my brain. I embrace the wisdom of God. As I journey through this world, I embrace the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, many times God would tell me things, and I would try to reason those things with my human wisdom. And I realize that they don't make sense at all. Yeah. According to my human wisdom, there's no way I would believe those things God was telling me. Yeah, because they don't make sense to the human wisdom. They are unreasonable to the human wisdom. Yeah, so when I realized that God's plans for my life and God's future for my life, though, you know, does not always make sense to my human wisdom, then I made up my mind that I will stop following my human wisdom. Because I realized that if I don't do that, there is no way I will believe what God is showing me and what God is telling me. And if I don't believe, then there's no way God's plans for my life will be fulfilled. Yeah, so you need to come to that point where you tell yourself that I am no longer going to follow my own wisdom and my own senses and my own principles or plans, or desires. And then you see, I will follow the wisdom of God. And I will follow the wisdom that the Word of God teaches, the wisdom that the Bible teaches. I will follow that type of wisdom. So we're going to pray that that prayer again. What I've just said might sound very easy, but it's not easy. It's easier said than done. It's not easy because your flesh will not allow you to surrender to God's wisdom. You have to really be very determined. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to surrender to the wisdom of God, even when it doesn't make sense to my human mind. So I receive grace to surrender to the wisdom of God forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive grace to surrender completely to the wisdom of God for my life. Even when I don't seem to understand, even when God's wisdom seems to not make sense to my human senses and to my human mind, I receive grace to still follow God's wisdom in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. How will God show you deep things about your life if you have not surrendered completely to His wisdom? Because God will not like to tell you things He knows that you will not believe and obey. God doesn't do that. So continue to pray that prayer. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to surrender completely to God's wisdom for my life. Even when I don't understand how God would do the things He says He would do, I receive grace to still surrender to the voice of God. When you surrender to the voice of God, it means you are surrendering to the wisdom of God. It's the same thing. When you surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit, when you surrender to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it means you are surrendering to the wisdom of God. Begin to say, I receive grace to surrender to the voice of God, even when it doesn't make sense to my human senses. Say, I receive grace to surrender to the guidance of the Holy Ghost. I receive grace to surrender to the counsel of the Holy Ghost. I receive grace to surrender to the directions, to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Even when I don't feel like doing them, I receive grace to surrender to the wisdom of God for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. The great people we read about, or we always read about in the Bible, they were men who believed God against their senses. Yeah, many of you want to experience miracles, but you still love to follow your senses and your wisdom than to follow the word of God as it is. Then how will you experience miracles? Yeah. There is always how things work in God's kingdom. Yeah. There is always the how. Yeah, I hope you get what I'm saying. There's always how things operate in God's kingdom. Things don't just happen. There are laws. There are principles. I mean heavenly principles that governs the manifestations of God's power and glory in the heavens. Yeah, so if we don't follow those principles, all the anointed men of God in the world can pray for you, and yet nothing will change in your life. Yeah, so we need to do what is right, so that God can really help us. So you're going to pray. You need to come to the point where you are willing to believe God and to believe the word of God against your senses and against your feelings, even against what you are feeling in your body. And even against the diagnosis from the doctors, you need to be able to believe God against what in why should you believe what a man says above what God says? Which one is superior? Is it what God says or what man says? Yeah, so you need to come to that point where You make up your mind to believe God against your senses, against science, against technology, against medical reports, and even against whatever advice coming from your doctors or whatever you're feeling in your body system. So until you come to that point, you will hardly see miracles. And even if you see miracles, you will lose them eventually. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me to build a faith that would believe God's word against human senses, against human wisdom, against science, against technology. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Against the systems of this world, begin to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me to build a faith that would believe God against my senses, against my wisdom, the kind of faith that would believe God against my feelings. Holy Spirit, build that faith in me right now. The kind of faith that will make me believe God the way the men of old believed God. The kind of faith that will make me believe God the way Joshua believed God, and he looked at the sun. And then he said, you sun, stand still. Holy Spirit, strengthen me to build that type of faith right now in the name of Jesus. The kind of faith that will make me believe God against science and against even what I was taught in the schools. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to build that type of faith. In the name of Jesus, the kind of faith that will make me believe and trust God against what my brain is saying, against what people are saying, against what the news says, against what social media says. Holy Spirit, give me strength to build such faith at this time. In the name of Jesus, give me the strength to build such faith. Give me the strength to build such faith right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Many of you here, you're still very scared. You're still very afraid of believing God as God himself wants to be believed. Yeah. You know, I've seen some people, they feel like if they believe God so much that they will suffer. Yeah. They feel like if they trust God so much, if they depend on God so much, that they will suffer. So they try to depend on God 50%, and then also depend on their own wisdom 50%. Yeah, because they feel like, how can I just depend on God yeah, even though even when I don't understand how God will take care of me, how God will provide for my needs, how God will move me forward, and then I just depend on Him, and I don't do anything about fixing my problems. So they are too scared to fully depend on God, because they think God would fail them. They think they would suffer eventually because they feel like God will fail. Yeah, but the truth is that God does not fail. God cannot fail if you really depend on Him correctly. Yeah, He cannot fail. Yeah, so there is this fear Satan creates inside Christians, even inside ministers of God and men of God. Yeah, that that fear will be stopping them from trusting God completely, from going all out for God. Yeah, you're going to pray against that fear. Yeah, because some of you hear what God is waiting for is that you go all out for Him. That you forget everything and just follow Him. Yeah, that's what God is expecting from you. He wants you to forget about how you will eat, how you will drink, how you will spend money, or how you will do anything with your life, and just go all out for Him. So which means you trust Him that He will do all of that, while you just make up your mind that you are going to follow Him and serve Him for the rest of your life. Yeah, so God is waiting for people like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every fear in me that is preventing me from trusting God completely, from depending on God completely, from believing in God completely. Let's say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot the fear right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. That woman of that widow of Zarephath would have said, oh, why would I give you the last meal in the house? How would we heed? Yeah, but she obeyed. She obeyed. And God began to multiply the foodstuffs in her house. Pray that God would deliver you from this fear that is stopping you from depending on God completely. Some of you depend on your salary than you depend on God. You depend on your strength, on your skills, on your talent than you depend on God. Pray, the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my soul, uproot from my heart every fear that is preventing me from depending on God completely. Why should you depend on man than God? Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot the fear right now. Uproot the fear right now. every fear in me that is not allowing me to trust God completely. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Every fear that is not allowing me to trust God completely. Every fear that is not allowing me to follow God in faith without asking questions. Every fear that is not allowing me to obey God's voice and obey God's word immediately without asking questions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot those fears from within my soul right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, liberate me from every captivity of darkness that is preventing the growth of my faith. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, deliver me from every captivity of darkness, preventing the growth of my faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You must go through a lot of deliverance that is stopping the growth of your faith. Continue to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, deliver me from every captivity of darkness, every captivity of demons that is preventing the growth of my faith. Holy Spirit, deliver me now. Deliver me now. The Christian walk is all about faith. Continue to pray like that. There is no shortcut. Yeah, because it takes discipline and diligence to walk in faith. That is why many Christians are lazy and they are looking for shortcuts. Yeah, it takes hard work to walk in faith. Why are you looking for shortcuts? Why can't you make up your mind that your faith will grow? Begin to say, Holy Spirit, liberate me from every captivity of darkness that is not allowing my faith to grow. Liberate me now. Liberate me now. Liberate me now. Liberate me now. Deliver me now from every bondage that is not allowing my faith to grow. Liberate me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Now, you need to understand that everything about your Christian walk with God is all about faith. Yeah, so don't let anyone deceive you. Yeah, because nowadays, the faith of many Christians have gone down because many preachers are not helping the faith of people to grow. Yeah, some preachers, they just want the people to believe in them. Yeah, so that the people can always come to them for prayers. Yeah, they are not training the people and teaching the people to build their own personal faith in God that would change their lives, that would make them victorious. Yeah. And then every Christian, they are looking for shortcuts. And some, they will even say, let me just sow a seed. It is not every breakthrough that will come through sowing seed. So you may just waste the seed. Yeah, because what God wants from you is faith. And you are not willing to have that faith. Yeah, so then why waste your money when that is not what God is asking for at that time, when God is asking for something else from you? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to go through the process of diligence, the process of sacrifice, the process of discipline that I must go through to build my faith in Christ Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to go through the process of diligence, the process of discipline, the process of sacrifice that I must go through to build my faith in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Faith is more than believing. Faith includes how much you give yourself to studying the Word of God, how much you give yourself to meditating on God's word, how much you give yourself to prayers, how much you give yourself to spiritual exercises, to fasting, to doing God's work, to preaching the gospel. Faith includes all of that. So faith is a process, is a journey. It's not just believing. And that journey contains pain. There is pain in that journey of faith, in building your faith. There is pain there. There is sacrifice there. There is a lot there. A lot is there. So pray that the Holy Ghost will help you to go through the journey that will build up your faith in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit, help me to go through the process of discipline. Yeah, so even discipline is part of building your faith. Self-denial is part of building of your faith. Denying your flesh, dying to the flesh is part of building your faith. So Holy Spirit, help me to go through the process that I must go through to build up my faith in Christ Jesus. Help me to go through the process. In the name of Jesus, help me to go through the process of sacrifices, the process of diligence and discipline that I must go through to build a faith that cannot be shaken in these last days. To build a faith that cannot be conquered by Satan in these last days. Help me to build such faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. Yeah, you know, some Christians, they try to have faith at the dying minute. Yeah, and they expect that faith to work. Now, let me give an example. Now, there's this Christian who have not been building faith concerning divine healing. That Christian have not been building faith concerning divine healing. And then suddenly got hit by a very serious sickness. Yeah, and unfortunately for that Christian, the sickness can be treated by the doctors in the hospital. Yeah, and then the Christian, you know, starts saying, "I'm not going to the hospital. I'm not going to the doctors. I'm not going to get any treatment. I'm not going to take any drug. I'm not going to take anything to solve this problem. I'm going to believe God." Now, they are trying to believe God when there is no faith. Yeah, they have not built the faith that is able to produce the healing at that time. Yeah, and they're trying to have that faith. How should I even say it? They're trying to have a faith they don't have. Yeah, they're trying to suddenly believe God when that believing will not work. Yeah, because these are the same people that when they had some minor health challenge or health challenges, they went to the doctors. When they felt some little headaches or some stomach pains, they went after drugs. Yeah, so they have been going to the doctors, they have been taking drugs, and then now, maybe because they had a powerful sermon from a man of God, and then they now say, "Oh, now that I'm having this terrible sickness, I will not take drugs. I will now depend on God." And then some of them they almost kill themselves because they believed God and nothing happened. I mean, they believed God at that point and nothing happened. Yeah, they never saw any healing. Yeah. So my point is that a faith you have not took time to build is not going to work for you in the day of your adversity. Yeah. A faith that you have not took time, or you have not taken time to build and to develop, is not going to work for you in the day of trouble. Yeah. For instance, the economy of Nigeria, of this country, is very bad at the moment. And some people are suffering right now. In fact, some people, they only eat once in a day. Yeah, because they can't afford to eat three times daily. Yeah. Now, these were people that used to have a lot of money before. But now, even the money they have cannot really buy enough things, because the prices of things have skyrocketed. The price of things are like times 10 or times 8 or times 5. Yeah. So now, these people, God have been wanting to train them in faith before this crisis. I don't know if you get my point. I mean, the Christians that are suffering now in this economy of Nigeria, I'm just using Nigeria as an example. I know there are other countries with economy issues. Now, my point is that God would have helped them to build the kind of faith that is able to carry them through at this time of economic crisis. But they did not allow God to train them in that faith. Maybe some 3 years ago, some 5 years ago. And now they are trying to have that faith and it's not working. Yeah, because they have not really learned how to live by the economy of heaven and not by the economy of this earth. Yeah, they have not developed that faith. Yeah, they have always trusted in their jobs. They have always trusted in their salaries. Yeah, over the years, that's how they have been living. But now, even though their salaries could not do anything, because the price of things have gone too high. Yeah, so my point is that build your faith now, so that when adversity comes, you'll be able to survive. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me a serious hunger for more of you. Say, Father, give me strong hunger for more of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me strong hunger for more of you. Help me to desire more of you. Help me to desire to be like you. Help me to desire to know you more. Help me to desire to know your ways more. Help me to desire more of you. Help me, hold on. Help me, hold on. Put in me strong hunger for you. Strong hunger for you. Strong hunger for intimacy with you. Strong hunger for more of you. Strong hunger for more of your power. Strong hunger for more of your revelations. Strong hunger for more of your wisdom. Strong hunger for more of your voice. Strong hunger for more of your instructions and guidance and directions. Holy Spirit, put in me strong hunger for more of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, strong hunger for more of heaven. Strong hunger for more of God, so that I will become like my Father who is in heaven. Put in me strong hunger for more of Jesus, for more of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me revelations that will prepare me for the days of adversity that are coming in these last days, that will come upon the church in these last days. So Lord Jesus, give me revelations that will prepare me and build my faith for the days of adversity that are coming upon the world and upon the church in these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, so Lord Jesus, give me revelations that will prepare me and that will build up my faith for the days of evil that are coming upon the church and upon Christians and upon the world and upon nations in these last days. Strengthen my faith and prepare me for those days in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will make me enjoy divine surplus, divine abundance in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will make me enjoy divine surplus, divine abundance in my life, such that I will not live by the economy of this world, so that I will not live by the system of this world, but by your own economy. Oh Lord, put upon me an anointing that will make me enjoy divine surplus, supernatural surplus, anointing that will make me enjoy divine abundance. Father, put upon me such anointing. Anointing that will teach me how to receive from God's bank, how to receive blessings and abundance from God's reserve, God's treasure reserve, God's wealth reserve, an anointing that will empower me to receive everything that I need from God's reserve. Oh Lord, put on me that anointing now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have the last prayer point. Yeah, let me read that place for you. Even though you already know the place, I want to read in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, the darkness comprehended it not also means that the darkness cannot understand the light that is shining inside of it. And it also means the darkness cannot trace that light. Yeah, it also means that the darkness cannot stop that light, because they can't even see that light. And they can't trace it. Yeah. So the light of God is in the midst of the darkness that is in this world. And God is able to do great things in your life, even in a world of collapsing economy, even in a world full of ups and downs, even in a world full of troubles, yeah, God is able to do great things for you because there is a light that is shining in darkness. And darkness cannot stop it. And darkness cannot even trace it. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I agree with your word that says you are operating in the darkness, and darkness cannot understand you, and darkness cannot see you, and darkness cannot trust you, and darkness cannot stop you. So you're going to say, Father, create my greatness, even in the midst of this world full of darkness. Say, Father, create my greatness, create my prosperity, even in a world full of deep darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I agree with your word that says that you are operating, you are shining in deep darkness, and you are having your way. You are doing as you please, and the darkness cannot stop you. Therefore, Lord, create my success, create my progress, create my prosperity, create my greatness in a world full of evil, in a world full of darkness, in a world full of problems, in a world full of uncertainties, in a world full of collapsing economy. Oh Lord, create my greatness even in such a world like this. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. So Lord, create my success even in a world like this. Create my prosperity even in a world like this. In the name of Jesus, for I acknowledge that you have the ability to operate in darkness, and you have the ability to do whatever you want, even in deep darkness. Therefore, Lord, operate in this world of deep darkness, and make ways for me. Make ways for my life. And prosper my life. And elevate my life. And make me great. And make me successful. In the name of Jesus. Make me productive. Make me profitable. Even in a world like this, in the name of Jesus, make me fulfill my destiny, even in a world like this. Father, make me fulfill my calling, even in a world like this. Because the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for the good things you have done in our lives. Thank you for your power that is reforming, reshaping, and transforming our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your strength that is replacing our strength. Thank you for your wisdom that is replacing our wisdom. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking away our shame and reproach and disgrace. And thank you for crowning us with your glory and honor. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you move mightily in the lives of everyone here and begin to solve every problems, every problem that have stayed so long in their lives. Even the problems that have stayed too long in their lives, move mightily and remove the problems now. In the name of Jesus, every bondage, every captivity in the lives of your people, I ask, O Lord, that you terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every chain of slavery that have tied down the destinies of your people, the progress of your people, every chain of slavery that have tied down their successes and greatness, oh Lord, break them into pieces right now and release these ones to succeed. Release them to prosper. Release them to excel. Release them to fulfill their destinies and callings and divine purposes right now in Jesus' name. But I release them to ascend into greatness in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the power Satan have over you is now destroyed in Jesus' name. The control Satan and his host have over your life, even over your mind and feelings and emotions, is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. The good things you have been expecting and trusting God to do for you, I call them forth to manifest in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Even the miracles your human senses and wisdom don't expect that God can do in your life, I decree that such miracles that will leave your mouth open, because it will so much shock you and surprise you. I decree that such types of miracles shall begin to happen in your life right now in Jesus' name. The grace of God shall be sufficient in your life, and you shall never lack strength whenever you need it, and you shall never lack help whenever you need it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.